Dave Elman and Chris George here with Tucker County football coach A.J. Rapp here for TuckerCountySports.com. In a preseason interview here, Coach, just kick things off here. Talk a little bit about your preseason. I already had one scrimmage, but talk about team and how it's came together so far.
Well, we knew coming in this year that the whole thing that we were going to have to work on, rebuild, was the offensive line. We lost all five starting offensive linemen, had some capable guys coming in, and we're still trying to get them to gel to work together as a unit, to get them solid across the front five. You know, we're not physically as big as we were last year up front, but we have some smaller athletic guys in there that can still do the job. Skill-wise, we got Luke back at quarterback, Cole and Brett back at the backs. Wideouts, we lost Jamison and Joey from last year, but we have, you know, and Will Calloway, but this year we have Ben Calloway, we have Jacob Davis back, and we have Ben Kermer came back out this year for us. So, you know, Jordan Moss, he'll play some reps out there at a slot as well. He returns from last year. He had a good bit of playing time. So offensively, we're not too concerned. Just we got to get that line gelled and get them where they need to be.
Offensively this year, you got a lot of skill back. And, of course, you mentioned your line being inexperienced. Anything different offensively we may see this year, or is it pretty much status quo?
Yeah, we're pretty much the same thing. I mean, honestly, I had to go back down through, and right now we're not ready to put the full playbook in, but, you know, I went down through and kind of nixed a few plays here there with specialty plays more or less that just took a little more thinking, a little more cohesiveness from the offensive line. So we're just – right now we're just pretty much straightforward. You know, next week when we get ready to start going against Pocahontas County and stuff, we may start adding a couple in back in. And we didn't even really have any pulling plays other than just our counters, which we typically run all the time. But we didn't have our guards pulling until this week here.
Luke Poling really finished strong at the end of last year, and he's going into his senior year. He can do a little bit of everything, throw it, run it. What do you expect to see out of him this year?
You know, the whole thing I've been preaching to Luke, he's an athletic kid. He can always run. He can throw. You know, biggest thing I've been preaching to him this offseason and this season so far is this is decision-making, you know. And then usually as a quarterback, you see the largest growth in between your junior and senior year. You know, Derek Nestor comes to mind. His junior year, when he was a junior, it was a coin toss between him or Tyler Snyder who was going to end up being a quarterback. And we just felt that Tyler was a better wideout, so we moved Derek to the quarterback. Well, I've never seen a kid grow as much between your junior and senior year. Derek made some bad decisions, and I think he made every right decision his senior year.
Talk about your backfield.
Well, you know, with Cole, this is his third year at playing back here, not starting all 3 years, but he's played fullback a good bit due to attrition of injury. You know, he's filled in his freshman year half the season. Last year after the first game, when Brett Stroderman went down, he ended up starting the rest of the season at fullback for us. So there's no excuses for him, you know, and he's probably this year my strongest kid just because he's, you know, they've all been in the weight room. He's 208 pounds, and he's got a little quicker over the off season just because he's grown up, you know, and I'd like to get him faster, but as a fullback, he's just a glorified guard in our offensive thing, you know. So I always tease him that his dad was a lineman, and he don't ever want to be a lineman, but I said, you're just a glorified lineman back here because 90% of the time he's blocking, you know. Now, I will say this about him. He does catch the ball well, so we're not afraid to screen him out there a little bit and send him out on some little routes here and there. We have a couple special routes for him. And, you know, we have Brett Real in the backfield who's started there for 3 years. And Brett's a great running back, tough-nosed kid, probably the toughest kid I have on the team. And you know, Brett knows what he has to do, and he's been the kind of guy that, as a coach, you look at all practices and you're looking for someone that leads by example. That's Brett.
Defensively, we were talking earlier, you're going to stay up at three front, but you got a lot of new faces on defense this year as well. And talk about your defense this year.
Yeah, we got some good, you know, it's kind of a balanced thing. If you look what we kind of try to replace, we kind of look for those type of kids. Now, we don't have all those same kids that we had lost from last year, but we try to replace them with kids we have that's similar to that. And Rain McCauley will take Eddie's spot there on the defensive end. And Rain's a big, tall, lanky kid, and he can move. And, you know, he'll take that rush in kind of position. And then we, you know, Jonathan Paul was on the other spot last year, and we'll replace him with Owen Poling this year, kind of very similar kids. You know, may not fully physical size yet, but, you know, these boys are both, well, Rain's a sophomore and Owen's a junior. So, and then nose guard, we'll mess around a little bit there. We like to put a little quick guy down there. We got Byron Gidley down there. We got Seth Kangley. We'll put some down on there. You know, still, both those guys play offensive line, but we're going to use them more as a maneuver kind of guy. You know, we know they can't stand up and take a center head on, so we're going to make them double team us with, you know, slanting gaps and stuff like that. Linebacker wise, Hunter Collar, outside linebacker, Brett Real, outside linebacker, Cole and Jordan Moss at the middle backers. Luke Poling returns back at safety. Ben Calloway will be the other safety. Jacob Davis one corner and Garrett Pennington at the other corner, and they're new this year. I mean, they've played before. They played JV last year, and they're fast guys, athletic guys, and, you know, give Coach Echol credit. Our track program helps our football team immensely.
Talk a little about your schedule, and then touch briefly on keys to success.
Well, our schedule, like you said, it's the same as it has been for the last several years anyway, since we've got Northern and on the schedule, Notre Dame, you know, nothing's changed since then. But, you know, you can say what you want, but the PVC, football-wise, is probably got to be one of the toughest conferences in the state with only five teams. You know, we used to have Taggart Valley in there, but they're not out anymore. But, you know, Moorefield, East Hardy. East Hardy's two back-to-back state runner-ups. Moorefield's in the playoffs. You know, it seems like three of the five of us every year make the playoffs, and usually sometimes the fourth one's peeking in. Now, last year that wasn't our situation. We had a down year. But, you know, our conference is tough. And then our out-of-conference schedule with Southern and Northern. Southern this year is going to be a real good team. We did some 7-on-7 with them this summer, and they're not only the Southern of old that can run the ball, now they can throw the ball a little bit. So that makes me a little nervous. Northern, you know, Coach Phil Carr over at Northern, I don't think they'll be as up this year as they have been in the past because they had a large senior class last year. But with Coach Phil Carr, every team you ever play against him, they're technically perfect. If you drew a picture and showed a kid how to block, that's where his kids will be. Now, I got a little question in mind about Taggart Valley and Pendleton and Philip Barber, because I'm not sure what they're going to be doing because they got all three new head coaches. So it's kind of hard. We even go back as a team and sit back and look at tapes from the seasons before, especially the same coaches, because, you know, we're creatures of habit. We like to change things a little bit, but as far as wholesale changes, that doesn't happen a whole lot with coaches. And, you know, so it's going to be a little different knowing what them guys are going to have. And then, you know, with the one thing we got to do this year, I mean, with 23 guys on our football team, is our depth. It's something we got to work on. We got to get young guys, and we have a few younger guys. I mean, there's some guys that stuck out to us, a freshman, Bodie Shockley. You know, sometimes you get freshmen that roll in here and they're a little timid. He's not. He's hit every guy on the team, I think, and some of them twice. So you like to see that out of a freshman. You know, the old saying, if they don't bite when they're a pup, they won't bite when they're a big dog, and, you know, he's bit so far. So, yeah, we got to get these guys. We got to stay healthy. Got to get our linemen. Like I said, that's our number one goal right now. We've been working them guys together all the time, trying to get them to work together and just do everything what we can to get them ready.
All right, well, thank you. Thank Chris George. This has been Dave Helmick and Coach A.J. Rapp. Good luck to you, and they open the season August 25th at Pocahontas County.